all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
And hello, America, and welcome to Veterans Radio. It's a pleasure to speak with you this morning or this afternoon and whatever time of the time zone that you are in. We're happy to have you here. We're very pleased and proud to have you on our program today. Joining me in the studio right now is my partner, Bob Gould.
Boy, they could have heard you all the way to the East Coast on that one. You came on real strong.
Well, I'm excited.
Were you shoveling snow today?
I have been today. I've been shoveling snow. We got our nice little 10-inch snowfall
going on out there.
It's very exciting.
I know. We shouldn't even complain. I mean, New York, Boston.
But there was a great story. There was a great story.
Battle of the Bulge. I mean, come on.
A great story I heard about the people complaining about the snowstorm in New York last week. Oh, my gosh, I closed down the city and everything else. And the guy was saying that if it happened in Chicago, it's just another day.
It's another day.
You know, you just keep going. And I was just wondering, I mean, growing up in New Jersey, we used to get a lot of snow and, you know, get those nor'easters that come off the ocean. And, you know, just snow. But I guess, you know, some people get upset. And of course, that's the home of all the media in the world. So they're all panicking and all those other different things.
They got minutes to fill.
But, yeah, they got to fill the news. 24 hours worth of news, right?
And we have a little bit to fill now. What are we filling?
Well, we're not filling a whole lot because we're going to be talking about a couple of really important things today. We've got the Mobile Aero Fest is going to be coming up in March. And we've got a Lieutenant Colonel Dave Glassman is going to be on in just a little bit to talk about that in Mobile, Alabama. It's a big, big veteran-run organization.
How many days is that?
2 days, 20th and 21st of March, and they've got 10 bands that are going to be playing. Gary Sinise's band, the Captain Dan band is going to be there. Big and Rich is going to be there. Whole bunches of different and it's all dedicated to helping veterans. And I don't want to get into it too much because I don't want to steal Colonel Glassman's thunder before he gets on to talk about it. But it sounds like a great, great opportunity for people to help out veterans.
Well, there is another opportunity. Local.
Well, there is. You can
right
you can you can support Veterans Radio. Become a member of the Veterans Road Radio
team. Why
not?
Become part of our team.
That's
and,
right.
And what we look for, folks, is that you go to our website, www.veteransradio.net, and
click on support.
Click tag.
Support us. We are in a fundraising mode, I guess you could say. And if you go to that, we're kind of doing our own crowd fundraising. If you go to support Veterans Radio, you can click on that. And for any donation of a gift of $25 or more, we will be very thankful to that.
And
we will gift you a copy of our Best of Veterans Radio, our first book, which is a collection of seven stories about Vietnam. We've got
from our archives.
We've got two Medal of Honor recipients on there. We've got a POW that was on there. We've got a great story about a guy who was left out in the field at the beginning of the Tet Offensive.
And, that was really
the colonel, the major had to go out and get him. And it was in my company. I wasn't there at the time, but it was my company. And,
I remember that. I remember that program.
Wendell, who has become a good friend of Veterans Radio now, he's trying to write a book about that. And so we'll keep publicizing your story, Wendell, and maybe we can get that done. So we encourage people to go to the Veterans Radio website.
All the time,
because we've got some news on there. We've got all of our archives on there. Remember, we've been on the air now for how long?
12 years? 11 and a
Holy
half.
Holy smokes. 12 years. That's almost 500 programs. I think we've got close to 250 of them archived on our website.
And we're iPodding.
Bob likes to think that he's technologically, you know, he's out there. He says, yeah, we're iPodding. We are starting to put up some podcasts, and you can go to our website, and you'll be able to see where to find those. When we come back, I'll remember the name of the site where some of our podcasts are. But we're trying to take some of our older programs or current programs and break them down into maybe 20 to 30 minute segments so that you can listen to them while you're jogging or in your car or whatever you know that you like. So we're catching up on all this technology.
But all that takes our general fund. And in order to we don't receive anything from anybody except you folks, our listeners. right, Dale?
Well, and Conway Truckload.
Oh, well,
and
I
some
know,
other but, and some other organizations but, who are helping out. But this right. is going to be a major fundraising attempt of ours.
There's a lot of things that we want to do.
In fact, yeah, because we always want to go on a road. One of the dreams that we had in beginning and starting Veterans Radio is to be able to go out and do some remotes. But we found that it costs money to get out to these places. And I think we've been to Dayton, Ohio. We've been to Pittsburgh. We've been to Orlando. We've been to Brighton, which is very close to where we are in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Bob wants to go out to Cape Cod this summer. We've been invited.
He said he would give me a clam that has no sand in it. That must be, if he's listening, wow, Sosh, I'm thinking about you.
So we need to raise some funding for all of those different ideas that we want to do. We're going to start adding some more things to our PX. By the way, if you do want to purchase any of the books that you've heard us talk about here on Veterans Radio, you can go to our bookstore. But
they've already been screened.
They have been screened. I think we've read all of them. And it takes, you know, that's the other thing. You've got to remember, folks, there's only two of us that are doing this thing. Hey, if you want to get involved with Veterans Radio, give us a call or send us an email. We'd be more than happy to talk to you. Maybe you have an idea for a story that you'd like to include. I think that'd be a great idea.
Absolutely.
Our goal right now is to provide a voice to America's veterans. We want to get your stories out, all of you. In fact, if you want to talk to us today during our program, you can give us a call here at Wham Talk Radio at 734-822-1600. That's 734-822-1600 or 844-VET-VET 1600. That's 844-838-1600. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Dave Glassman of the Mobile Aerofest. We'll be right back.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We're back on Veterans Radio, and we always keep telling you folks out there, if you've got an event that's going on that you want us to publicize and help spread the word, let us know. You can send an email to Dale at veteransradio.net or Bob at veteransradio.net, or you can go to our website and click on Contact Us and send us that information. And that's how I heard about the Mobile Aerofest. And this sounds like, wow, what a cool organization this whole thing is, and it's a lot of participation. And it's something that I would love to attend at some point. So joining me right now is one of the co-founders of the Mobile Aerofest, and that is Lieutenant Colonel Dave Glassman, United States Marine Corps, retired. Colonel Glassman, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, thanks very much for having me, guys. I heard a lot of that prelude there, and you guys are doing some wonderful things on behalf of veterans. I'm proud to be associated with you, and thanks for the time.
Well, it was so exciting when I got the email. I think it was from Josh about, you know, what you are doing down there in Mobile, and I guess you could tell us a little bit about what is happening on March 20th and 21st of 2015.
Well, there's certainly more tie-in than we can cover in one segment, and I really look forward to maybe going offline with you and kind of giving you the full story. But for your listenership, essentially what we've got here is an extremely benevolent community in the Gulf Coast, benevolent towards the military and the veterans of all generations. You know, as opposed to Ann Arbor, Michigan, the Gulf Coast is kind of a really nice and friendly place to live with respect to the weather.
I remember being in Alabama. I was at Fort Rucker, Alabama for 2.5 years.
You're up there in the Canadian garden spot of Michigan. It's a balmy, 15 degrees there today. So
And snow is just going crazy.
But down here, you know, the community is very supportive. We have a very, we recently surpassed Southern California as the number one demographic of military residents in the nation per capita. And so what we find is that there's a lot of military-friendly and military support, veteran support organizations that are doing the right thing for our returning guys and our wounded, our injured folks. But they usually get involved in putting on events. And they're not necessarily so good at putting on events. They're really good at raising money. They're really good at providing the support. AeroFest, at its mission, was put together as a 501c3 charitable organization, as an event production organization, to put on the events. Because it's 501c3 and there's no paid positions on AeroFest, it essentially is a fundraising machine for veterans-based organizations, with 100% of the net proceeds going to veteran support causes. And so we're really proud of that, and we think it's unique in the nation, and we think that based on that type of mission set, we have a real opportunity to grow and be able to provide financial support and certainly raise the social consciousness across the nation as our longer-term goal, because of that, the type of support that we get from the individual citizens, where everybody supports the troops in their hearts and their minds. The difficult part is, how do you demonstrate that support, either through donations or through attending events? And that's what we look to achieve here, is bringing together world-class entertainment to attract the masses. People will schedule a Friday or a Saturday at an event if there's world-class entertainment. And when we do that, they come, and we're hoping for 20,000 to 40,000 people at this event. We want to demonstrate all of those successes and achievements that our veterans are having with regard to reassimilating back into the communities and becoming contributing members of society, and going down the opposite path of depression and solitude and ultimately suicide, where we're seeing between 22 and 30 a day, which is more than double the civilian suicide rate. You know, what we're embracing is those successes and the ability to kind of reassimilate back in and become very successful contributing members of society.
Well, what,
and we hope to show all that at this event.
Well, as I mentioned before, I really admire what you're doing down there, and there are so many organizations across the country that are trying to do so many things to get these young men, women, and men, you know, aware of the treatments that are available to them, the help that's available to them, and of course all the events that are going on. Can you talk a little bit? I was just looking at your musical lineup here, and this is really outstanding.
Regarding the music lineup, which is really, I guess, one-fourth of the entertainment, where this is a music, arts, food, and sports or athletics festival event, and certainly the music stuff is what's going to attract the ticket buyer. And so, you know, we have, like you mentioned in the run-up to this show, we have Big and Rich is kind of headlining as of now. Our first talent announcement was made last Friday, I believe it was, and of course they're, you know, known in the country music realm. And then we have Modest Yahoo, which is a very well-known band nationally in the reggae space. And then we have a lot of New Orleans music coming in because we're so close, only 3 hours drive from New Orleans. So we've got Grammy Award-winning Rebirth Brass Band is coming, and Grammy Award-winning Dawes is coming, Dumpster Funk. So we got a real wide array of musical talent that's coming to kind of really provide that foundation of entertainment value, along with a very established Gumbo Festival that's going to be moving to our location, as well as a very long established Arts Alive Festival is going to be moving to this location. And then we have an incredible sports event going on with Titan FC coming in with CBS Sports, televising a 4-title bout mixed martial arts championship fight out to the nation, nationally broadcast out to 93 million homes. We've got the weigh-in event the night prior to the title card. Just really excited about that type of entertainment, all with this underlying mission to focus on the veterans' issues, whereby we'll be providing some significant veterans-based programming, such as an education and job fair with a business symposium, a hero games where we're bringing in the disabled to kind of show and engage what they can do when they're given certain things like advancement in mobility and adaptive sporting equipment. We'll be doing an independence ride, connecting BioLaboratory with the Mobile Aeroplex facility, which is called the Mobile Aeroplex. And, you know, you mentioned in the run-up there, Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band is playing. after that Independence ride, and the whole community is just energized. You know, Forrest Gump makes 11 mentions of the word Biola Battery, which is a surrounding town of Mobile Aeroplex. Got all these different facets kind of coming together again with that one purpose, to drive the community to come and participate in the fun and see what's going on a very positive level for our veterans across the country.
Well, I'm just looking at your partners here, and there were a couple I just would like you to mention, if you could. One was called a Hero Foundation, and, you know, this is designed to get these men and women out, you know, fishing, hunting, and doing all kinds of things all across the country, and they're one of your major partners. Is that true?
Yes, sir, I'm a board member on that organization. I have been, I think, since 2009. The Independence Fund is a very big partner in this, and Independence Fund focuses on their mobility and their adaptive sporting equipment. And once they have that mobility, now they're able to get out and about. And so A Hero presents those opportunities through hunting, fishing events. We went to Africa last year in May. And so those events allow for the like-minded, like-experienced veterans who have kind of been there and done that to kind of get up with other veterans and active duty service members as well and spend that quality time. We find that there's very few things as powerful and as effective in terms of providing therapeutic support than a fireside chat. You'd be surprised what can be worked out staring into the base of a bonfire. And those types of relationships that are made at these events that are put on by A Hero, those are the types of relationships that last a lifetime. And when our veterans go back to small town America, they can rely on those relationships in those dark moments to call on those guys and say, hey, I'm having a hard time. What did you do when you experienced this? You know, very effective types of programming.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I know that many, many veterans themselves, you know, they kind of shy away from the public attention and they kind of try to solve things on their own. But eventually they need some help, and if they're able to talk to somebody who's been through a similar situation or even in a combat situation, they know that they're not alone. And I think that's what's so important, is to make sure that these men and women realize that they're not alone. There's an awful lot of people in this country that would love to be able to help them, and this organization that you've got going there, Dave, it sounds really great. The Hero Foundation I love, because there are organizations here in Michigan that are doing very similar things. They take veterans out fishing on Lake Michigan, or they're building a camp here local near Ann Arbor. I've got a friend out in New Jersey who wants to put together an idea like this to take veterans out deep sea fishing. And so it sounds like I could probably get a hold of them or get a hold of you again and talk about it off the air, where we could set that up.
Absolutely. I run the A Hero fishing trip down here in Pensacola, is where I'm based out of, Pensacola, Florida. And I would love to talk to your folks up there in Michigan about their events and their organization and how they're running things in terms of sponsorship, and probably most importantly in terms of marketing and getting the word out. I'm very, you know, the AeroFest is able to do what it's doing based on, largely based on technology. I mean, obviously we're dependent upon the general public support for what we're doing and for veterans. But beyond that, the technology on a digital level is what's allowing us to run this AeroFest platform and tie in hundreds of websites, through a database platform. That really empowers the individual organizations on a marketing level. And we also, as part of that platform, we provide what's called Reason Funding. And if you go to reasonfunding.com, you'll see that of all the crowdfunding platforms that are out there, we're able to offer this platform with no sales fees. And that is unheard of in the crowdfunding industry right now. And so those types of digital marketing the platform really empowers the individual organization. So please feel free to put us in touch with those folks.
I will do that. And the crowdfunding sounds like a great idea. It's something that we've been trying to figure out, you know, what we can do. We're talking with Dave Glassman, who's one of the co-founders of the AeroFest that is going to be in Mobile, Alabama, on, when is that, March 20th, 21st?
And, yes, sir, March 20th, 21st.
And that I also see here that you've got Gary Sinise Foundation is involved with you also. And I could you kind of explain to our audience what the Gary Sinise Foundation does?
I certainly can, and we'd never do so without talking firstly at what drives and powers the foundation, and that is a gentleman named Mr. Gary Sinise. And most of us across the country know that he's at least supportive, but many don't know that he has really dedicated the last, I think it's 10 or 12 years now, completely affecting and changing his Hollywood scheduling as far as the types of jobs and movie roles that he's accepted, because he's been so dedicated and so focused on supporting veterans and service members going across the world, really, and doing these, putting on these, Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band shows. From there, over the last 10 years, has developed the Gary Sinise Foundation, which has been extremely successful in raising funds to purchase or to build smart homes for the severely wounded, those single, double, triple amputees, and even more worse off than that, where they are afforded the opportunity to have a quality of life in a home setting that really is something special for those guys that have sacrificed so much in the defense of the nation. So I can't say enough about Gary Sinise and his entire organization at the foundation, and we're really appreciative that they came on board in such strong support for us at Aerofest in just our first year as a festival event. Very difficult to do that as a first-year event.
I would think so. And I just want to remind, if people want to find out more information about the Aerofest, where would they go to find this?
Oh, yeah. So we're pretty proud of the URL that we have. The address is actually two addresses. So if folks are writing things down, they can go to fortheightreasons.com. We love that, because that's what this is. This is a nonprofit look at supporting these veterans organizations. We vet the veterans organizations extensively before we designate them as benefactors of Aerofest. Typically, they are all volunteer run, a lot of combat veterans on the board members of these organizations, and of course, 100% of the net proceeds of Aerofest will go to support these organizations. The other URL is aerofest.org, which makes a lot of sense for most people. So either fortheightreasons.com or aerofest.org for all the information you need about Aerofest.
There was one other thing that I wanted to remind our listeners of, and I can't remember where I saw it in your information about if you are service-connected disabled 30% or more, you get a discount on the admission. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. A discount, that's an interesting definition. When it's free, I think it's more than a
discount.
Well,
that's a pretty good discount.
So yeah, we're offering 2,500 pairs of tickets, and typically when you have this type of talent, you would pay anywhere from really on the low side of about $200 for a 2-day weekend pass to all the way up to $350 for a pass to stay at Coachella out in California. And in this case, this is a $45 2-day pass for general admission, and then there's some upcharges to go to the championship mixed martial arts fight and the art party that's going on. $30 single day pass for just general admission. So, but for 2,500 pairs of tickets for a total of 5,000 tickets, we're giving away, to veterans that are 30% or more service connected disabled. All they need to do is go to either one of those two sites, aerofest.org or fortheightreasons.com, or they can also go to the independencefund.org. And I would encourage everybody in your listenership to go to both the independencefund.org and aherousa.com, and they'll be able to register for those pairs of tickets. They'll have to fill out a form, submit a copy of the DD-214, but nothing they haven't done before. It's pretty simple stuff. So thanks for getting that word out.
Well, I just think it's a great opportunity for people, especially in the southeastern United States, to pay honor to their veterans and to have a great couple of days with amazing music. Some of these groups I have seen actually here in Ann Arbor at the Ann Arbor Folk Festival, and I'm really excited. I'm trying to figure out. It's really tempting. Mobile, Alabama. I haven't been down there in a long, long time, and it's got to be a lot warmer than it is here. So, Dave, I want to thank you very much for being on Veterans Radio. Make sure, folks, that you are listening. Go to these websites, aerofest.com And Dave, thank you very much for being on the program today. I look forward to talking to you again.
You're absolutely welcome. And if you want to leave me on the hook, I can talk to you about those other offers that we've got for the organizations up there.
I will be giving you a call personally. Actually, when we put you on hold, if you could give your number to our techie over there, then I can give you a call later on.
That's great, sir. Thank you very much, guys. Right. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Wow. What a great event this whole thing is going to be. I'm excited about it. I'm looking at their website. This is aerofest.com, and if you go on to their press releases or their media, they've got all kinds of articles there and news archive, and they talk about the idea of this veteran suicide thing. And we've talked about this before on Veterans Radio, and it's just unbelievable that these men and women are doing this, you know, at 20 a day. That's unacceptable, and we want to make sure that this does not occur to these men and women. So we've got to make sure that we have programs for them, treatments for them, let them know where they are welcome, which is everywhere, because coming up in the second half of the program, we're going to be talking about a local community college here in Michigan that is putting together a program to make a place where veteran students are welcome, and they can sit down and they can talk about all of their, I hate to use the word issues, but that's it, you know. What do they need? How do you get through this system? How do you find out how much money you've got available to you? So we want to make sure that we do that with you. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about that in about a little bit after the news. So we'll be right back after this break.
Conway Truckload honors the service of American military men and women with an apprenticeship program that allows veterans to use the GI Bill to supplement their income during their first year driving, as well as tuition reimbursement when they begin. Conway Truckload wants to continue the tradition of service right here at home. To learn more, call 866-WORK-FOR-US or visit online truetoblue.com/military.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and you just heard an ad for
Conway
Freight.
Yes,
Conway Truckload.
Conway Truckload. You got to
Truckload.
Get that,
I got to remember that. You know, I got to get that.
That's been changed.
My mind.
Conway Truckload.
Okay, so let's talk about Conway Truckload.
Well, you know what?
What are they doing?
All military people are eligible to get into the program to become a driver. And I believe that there's other positions that are open for veterans at Conway Truckload.
Right.
And
so,
you can use your GI Bill.
Yes.
And you have, it's a CDL, driver certificate.
Right,
to be able to drive the rigs. You get the great pay. You have the military, if you do have military, and by the way, you don't have to have military driving experience to do this. So, but if you do have military driving experience, there's even extra pay per mile.
Right, and you can utilize your GI Bill to get your CDL license.
Right.
Also, they can use it to supplement your income while you're going through training. Because once you get your license, then you kind of partner up with an experienced driver.
Right.
And start earning money.
I think it's great.
Right away.
But
as you mentioned,
they
there
can
are
go,
other jobs.
They can go to our website, veteransradio.net, and click on.
That's where I'm going right now. Hold on. They can click on our sponsors and jobs for veterans is what it is.
Yes, and they're soon to have a button ad where you'll be able to go directly to the Conway Truckload site. So for higher pay, driver certification program, and to combine your GI Bill, you're going to want to go to Conway Truckload at truetoblue.com/military. Let me give you that again. True, T-R-U-E, the letter 2, Blue, blue.com/military.
I am looking at the website as we speak, and it says, right here, it says, we stand ready to be as dedicated to you as you've been to our country, committed to our military. Conway Truckload signed an agreement with the United States Army Recruiting Command to provide priority hiring status to qualified soldiers participating in the Partnership for Youth Success Program, the PAYS program.
And this is for men and women.
Yes, absolutely.
And you could have been Navy, Air Force, whatever.
I, you know, it says currently they have over 650 veterans currently employed with them, and they want more. They have good pay and benefits.
Tons more. They've really opened the door, and they've made it very convenient for somebody to apply.
And I think that all the information is right here on our website. Just go to Jobs for Vets. And you'll click on
our website.
On
right?
our website, mm-hmm. and click on the Conway Truckload logo, and it takes you right to their website. All the information is in there about what the opportunities are, career opportunities, not only as a truck driver, but they've got one here that's called Conway Truckload Military Apprenticeship Program. You know, if I was 23 again and getting out of the service and didn't really know what I was going to do for a while.
I mean, some of these guys do six figures.
Well, yeah.
I remember my mother said, if you don't go to college, you're going to be a truck driver.
Well, guess what, Mom? not a bad idea. A bad idea. All right. Well,
but that was the feeling way back when.
That's true. But now, you know, more and more goods and everything are moved by truck in America anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Every single...
This opportunity is so huge.
Yeah. Everybody's out there has this opportunity to make some good
I'm
money.
I'm so glad that we did connect with them, because they were on our program about three or four times last year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were talking when we were doing their Jobs for Veterans idea.
And they're very dedicated, and they've got it together. They put this together, this driver certification, and it's just exciting. And that, again, it's for men and women.
It is. So we encourage you, again, go to true2blue.com. /military. That's true, the number 2blue.com, or you can kind of get in there through our website, look for jobs, job opportunities for veterans, and their website is right there, and boom, there you go. So we encourage you. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Good idea. That's a great idea, and we've got a lot of different organizations out there that are trying to provide jobs for veterans, and we're going to try and connect you up with them as we continue on doing our program. Right now, going a little segue into another program for veterans here on the local level, and that is at the local community college, Washtenaw Community College, and they have a student veteran center over there. And I've got two veterans, one on the phone and one in the studio, so I'm going to introduce the one in the studio first, and his name is Luke Walsh, and Luke is a Marine, once one, always one. And so, Luke, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, Dale, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and survive the trip out.
Yes, it's a true adventure out there. Well, I want to find out a little bit about how you got involved in the military. What made you decide to join the Marines?
Well, it was senior year of high school. You know, having a good time, doing relatively well in school, didn't have any regrets. But I wasn't sure how to go about after school. You know, everybody's going through the college process, applications, I want to go here, I want to go there, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And the recruiter actually called my house one night, and he said, you know, if you have any questions, you want to just come in, talk, you know, we're here, nothing to sign, just come in and get some information. I said, all right, sounds good. Went in, sat down with the recruiter, and what he kind of unraveled to me sounded like a really good idea, and it really, really caught me.
So, go ahead.
They do look good, don't they?
That's one of the selling points they use. You know, uniforms. They try and sell the uniform, and you know, it's definitely the flashiest of the ones I've seen.
It is true. When I went to the recruiters, you know, in the last mid-century, the Marine guy wanted to know if I wanted to be a lieutenant. You know, if I wanted to be an officer, and he was sitting there in his dress uniform, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I said, but I have a date tonight. Can I come back tomorrow? He says, well, you got to make up your mind really quick. I said, no, I don't think so. So from there, you went through basic training where?
Yes, sir. Boot camp was down in the almost southernmost point of South Carolina in the swamp. What time of year? I got there mid-October, and I was there until the beginning of January.
Oh, lovely weather.
It was cold, wet, and miserable.
And this is Camp Lejeune?
No,
this is Paris Island.
This is Paris Island, yes.
Oh, jeez. Holy moly.
It was disgusting.
The only thing I can relate to that is that I went through basic training in Louisiana from October to December.
I can imagine it'd be very similar.
It was probably very similar.
Well, you know,
unusual creatures.
We hear that a lot, though. And I was at basic at Fort Knox, but what are they going to pick the garden spot of the world, you know, to have basic training? Of course it's going to be disgusting, right? It's supposed to be to test your mettle.
Well, they have to go someplace they have to go somewhere where it's not snowing all the time, like, you know, up at Fort Drum in New York, you know. How long can you have basic up there, you know, 2 months?
But they have to break you down, so it's got to be a little distressing and whatever, you know. But
anyway, so we go from.
I love hearing that.
So from Paris Island, where'd you go to next?
Immediately following that, went home for a short leave worth of 10 days, and then to North Carolina next to Camp Lejeune for the post-boot camp Marine combat training. And that was 30 days worth of machine guns, rifles, simulations, everything that every Marine should know.
Because every Marine is a rifleman to begin with.
Absolutely true.
That's very true. Very true. And then from there, what became your specialty?
From there, I went to Fort Knox for my job training. I was a main battle tank repairer technician is the official term. But basically, I was turning wrenches on the Marine Corps M1A1 Abrams.
Okay, and then from there you got to go travel the world, right?
Somewhat. From there I went back to North Carolina, this time being stationed at Camp Lejeune, and that was my main duty station. That's where I got assigned to a company and got settled down and got to know a lot of guys, you know, as a second family, and really start doing a lot of work on the tanks they have there.
Was it comfortable in a tank?
Good. The most actually
comfortable. I mean, you know, I don't mean like I will know, say the leather liner. Or
anything. No, the most comfortable position by far in the tank is the driver's seat, because you kind of sit down and almost lay down inside the seat. So it's you could nap extremely comfortably in the driver's seat.
I mean, would you hit your head riding in this thing?
Only if you weren't, you know, being conscious of what's hard and right above your head. So
not,
you could.
Not tied down, right?
Yeah.
But they have those, what's it called, the leveling.
Oh, yeah. There's different gyros in the Abrams.
But you still bounce around even though it's got leveling? I mean, what stays level, the turret?
The gun. The main gun itself stays level. That's what those gyros are for. It keeps the gun on target. Everything else is kind of... You can go over some rough terrain. It's definitely not a Cadillac, but it takes bumps a lot better than, you know, a rigid system.
I'm just amazed.
Bob's mouth is just open.
I'm amazed.
I want to bring on our second Marine, and he's on the line right now, and this is Matt Cottrell, and Matt is also a Marine. And Matt, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dale.
It's a pleasure to have you on the program. So kind of tell us what your experience was. Where did you end up going into Marines and why? And where did you go?
I started out, you know, not like Luke. I went to college after high school. I thought I was going to be a basketball player. And I was all gung-ho, staying in school doing basketball. And I had bad ankles, and I couldn't keep up the college ball life. And twisted ankles and never got better. My ankles never got better. So, you know, the dream of being a professional basketball player was ended rather abruptly. And I took a break from school, and my younger brother and I were talking about, what our next move was going to be. And it was actually his idea to join the Marines. And, you know, I couldn't let little brother outdo me. So I rushed to the recruiter's office and signed the contract, and then I ended up actually leaving before he did. And Luke went to Paris Island, and I went to Camp Pendleton in California.
Oh, so you went the whole other end of the country.
Yeah, beautiful. I'd been to California before, and, you know, I'm like, oh, I've never rained in Southern California. This is going to be awesome. And I headed out there in January 2011, and it must have rained all 13 weeks. So, yeah, basic training was in MCRD, Recruit Depot, California. And
2 minutes with him.
After that, we did our Marine combat training right there at Camp Pendleton. So I got to stay in California and you know, see the sights when they gave us liberty. So So that was pretty fun.
And when you were done with basic after being in the Marine for your 13 weeks, where'd you go off to?
So after Pendleton, they sent me to Fort Leonard Wood, and I went in with an open contract, so I didn't know what my job was going to be. Basically, the recruiter called me, and he's like, hey, we got a seat. Do you want to leave today? And I'm like, all right, let's go. We'll just get it over with.
Luke is shaking his head here. You don't never go in with an open contract. You never know where you're going to end up.
And that's true. I ended up going to Fort Leonard Wood to be a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear defense specialist.
And what? what was your job for our audience here?
Okay, so the job is to prepare Marines how to use their personal protective equipment, i.e. their gas masks and like their JS list, which is a Joint Service Integrated Lightweight Technology suit. And these suits are used to protect you against like chemical warfare or like nuclear fallout, radiation, and whatnot. So I trained up on that. For I think the school was 16 weeks. I can't really remember.
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, yes, this is awesome. I've got the nerdiest job in the Marine Corps. I'm not going to have to deploy. And they send me to the most combat deployed battalion in the Marine Corps, 3-4, back in California.
And then you got to travel the world also, right?
I did, yes. Yeah, I traveled with 3-4. Did a last pump out to Afghanistan before they rolled up the colors with the dark side, and got to visit some pretty interesting places in Afghanistan and work with some pretty motivated people who I still look up to and stay in contact with to this day.
Well, that's the point. The whole point of you know, it's the friends that you make while you're in the service that makes it so important. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, Matt and Luke, I want to talk about your experiences at Washtenaw Community College so we can encourage people to talk to the student center over there. You're listening to Veterans Radio. We'll be right back.
Conway Truckload honors the service of American military men and women with an apprenticeship program that allows veterans to use the GI Bill to supplement their income during their first year driving, as well as tuition reimbursement when they begin. Conway Truckload wants to continue the tradition of service right here at home. To learn more, call 866-WORK-FOR-US or visit online truetoblue.com/military.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and according to our flyer this year, we sent out this week, it says that GI Jobs magazine included Washtenaw Community College on its list of the most military-friendly institutions 5 years in a row.
Wow, that's really cool.
It is cool, isn't it? So one reason for that distinction is that the college allows military personnel who are called to active duty the opportunity to return to school without penalty. And as more and more troops are returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, they find a lot of support. This is the WC, what they call the WCC Veterans Office, and I've asked, we've got two Marines, one on the phone and one in here. We've got Luke Walsh here, who is a Marine who spent a little time in Afghanistan as a tank maintenance guy, if I remember right, and Matt Cottrell, who was hid in the suits that everybody had to wear, you know, and all the... You know, you never know what was coming, I guess. Were you doing this because of the Iraqi stuff, you know, the gas and so forth?
Yeah, and it was more of a concern for OIF than OEF. So
okay.
Once I deployed to Afghanistan, they stuck me, you know, I stood post, and then I worked in the COC. So there wasn't a lot going on in the, you know, chemical, biological world of warfare during this last war, so.
Okay. Bob had a question for you.
Well, no, I have it for the other Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, for the Matt on my right.
No, that's Luke.
Oh, that's Luke. That's right. We got Matt on the phone.
Yeah.
We got Luke here. I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. Well, I got it now. Okay. What breaks down the most with a tank?
Ooh, that is a tough question.
We ask them here?
There's a lot that goes on with them. Because you got hydraulic operation going on. The tank actually runs off a turbine engine. So you got turbine functions going on and a lot of electronic
So what
problems.
Goes the most?
I would say primarily because the tankers qualify with these tanks they shoot at a controlled range to determine, to qualify their tanking abilities. And the system that they use to shoot the tank is very intricate, very complicated, and the slightest problems or errors will throw off the entire operation. So there's a lot of electrical problems that deal with components that help the tankers, you know, qualify with this tank and shoot on target. So a lot of troubleshooting and, you know, multimeter, pin-to-pin testing, looking for volts, ohms. So a lot of electric work involved with it. I think that's the big thing that goes on.
Sounds like me trying to use my computer.
Do you find with the group there at Washtenaw that you folks share this stuff, or do you still talk about it, or is it like, well, that's the way it used to be, and end up...
I do kind of feel like more of a saltier veteran talking about, oh, well, I remember overseas,
blah,
kind of things, but it is...
Pump the chest.
The good thing about, you know, being in an organization as far as the military is I definitely still keep in touch with a lot of my good buddies that I deployed with, didn't deploy with, just down in North Carolina. And we still have good talks, but it is awesome that I found actually a decent number of veterans at Washtenaw Community College, because we do the same thing. We just come in and then, like Matt on the phone, and then also I have another Marine in my math class. He and I talk, it's like another language, but we instantly recognize exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And Matt, I wanted to ask you, why did you choose to go to Washtenaw? Because you'd been to college before.
Yeah. I put together a plan, and my goal is to get into the University of Michigan School of Business. So, you know, being close to that university, Washtenaw was an easy choice, and I didn't have time to put in an application to Michigan. I got out so fast. And the community college took me, like, right away. It was really easy. And the Veterans Center there worked with me. And I think I only had to come two times before I was completely registered and had classes.
Well, kind of explain to our audience what the Veterans Service Office does over there, would you?
Yeah, no problem. Transitioning out of the military for anybody is kind of stressful. There's a lot of paperwork. I mean, we always joke that it's so much harder to get out than it was to get in. You know, you sign the contract and
that's true.
Boom, you're shipped to boot camp and you're in. But when you want to get out, you got to take classes on how to become a civilian again. You have to get all your P's and Q's in a row as far as paperwork goes. And the VA office is there to help kind of make that easier for you. There's so much going on. And for me, I had just got out in July and started school in August, so they mitigated the stress levels for me and made sure I had all my paperwork to utilize the GI Bill. And they really took care of me. They even have counselors in there now in the office that can help you, you know, pick which classes you need to take based on what degrees you're trying to get. So
and
it's a great place to go and hang out. There's always veterans in there, and if you ever want to kind of get the scuttlebutt, that's a good place to go.
Is that the same idea, Luke?
Oh, absolutely. Veterans Center, they have people in there who know the book forward, backward, upside down, and, you know, behind them. Any questions you could have relating to benefits, whether it be with the VA, you know, healthcare, GI, education, they have the...
Do you get along with the Army guys?
You know, we kind of shun them a little bit.
I mean, you both were... when you were in Afghan, were you side by side with the Army guys?
There was some operations that we went through, and we had U.S. soldiers, you know, operating with us. But, you know, all us Marines would kind of look at each other with this twinkle in our eye, just kind of knowing a difference.
Attitude. It's such an attitude that they have. Yeah, I can't believe it. So the VA provides a counselor in the Veterans Office at Washtenaw Community College, correct?
Oh, yes. You can go in there and talk to them about any, you know, problem, issue, just confirmation, consolation, just anything you want to go to and talk to them about. They know their subject matter very well.
I'd like to, one more for Luke. Luke, if you were to say something right now to all those veterans or mothers of veterans or whatever who are listening, what would you say about Washtenaw Community College and the whole veteran outreach today? What would you say?
I would say that we are striving very hard to get message out to veterans about the benefits that they are entitled to, that they have earned, whether it be 2 years in the military, 4 years, 20 years, anything. We're trying to get that information out to let them know what they can use to their advantage and help them get back into the civilian life a little bit easier. And especially at Washtenaw, we are pushing very hard for people to know all this stuff and come to the Veterans mm-hmm. Center and find out everything that they can utilize.
Do you have a ping pong table?
They do not. I am sorry. There used to be one across the way downstairs.
No, they moved us in there.
How about Matt? Matt?
Oh, as far as the VA and Washtenaw Community College, you know, they do a really good job to set you up for success. And I think that's probably, like, the biggest takeaway that I've gotten from it is these are people who have your back and they want to see you succeed. So it's just as long as you show up and put in the work, you know, you're gonna succeed at Washtenaw.
That's absolutely true. I think that's what I tell them all the time. You show up, do the work, it's easy. Yeah.
Yep.
It's really interesting to the audience out there that I went to Washtenaw Community College in 1971, and it was a welcoming place then for those of us coming back from Vietnam. And, you know, they had a little student center then, although at the time they were double-wide trailers, but there was kind of assigned tables, and we would, you know, every time you went into the student center, there would be some guys sitting over there, and you could just go there and, you know, relax and, you know, tell stories or say, wow, well, what you wouldn't believe what the, you know, this class and all this, so on and so forth, which is, it's been very helpful. And Luke, I understand that you are involved with the Washtenaw Community College Student Veterans Club.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the Veterans Club has been around for a while now, but their presence isn't well known. And that's what recently myself and two others, another Marine and also a 20-year veteran sailor, his name's Tim Smith, he's our president.
Mm-hmm.
He and us other two and, you know, any members we can get are trying pretty dang hard to get ourselves out there and get a, assemble a body, because that's our goal, is to get this veteran info out to other veterans at the school. But what we're trying to do with the Student Veterans Association is get, you know, outings together, whether it be something mm-hmm. simple as dinner or, you know, like a something simple like a game night, bowling, anything, and just talk with veterans, you know, talk to them, make sure, you know, obviously veterans like to take care of each other. So we're looking to get information to other veterans, have a good time. You know, sometimes you feel like you can only relate to veterans.
Right.
So that's what we're really trying to do at Washtenaw, is try and build the body up and get our Veterans Center successful.
Well, when we were talking earlier about the Aerofest down in Mobile, there's a place outside of Ann Arbor called Camp Liberty,
mm-hmm.
and that is being built as we speak as a place where veterans can go and gather, and they can fish, and they can have barbecues, and they can have picnics, and they can hunt, and all these other different things. So I think there's a lot of people. People have a misconception of this area about the support for veterans, and it's really great. Really, there's a lot of great support people out here. Matt, you said you're going to be going off to U of M for business, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the goal, and you know, barring any unforeseen scholastic bumps in the road, I think I'm going to make that happen. So.
Well, we're going to make sure that you do. But I have a little announcement for you, and maybe for some other student veterans out there. Is coming up next Saturday, February 7th, from 8:00 in the morning until 16:30. That's 4:30 for you civilians. Student Veteran Success Seminar at WCC is going to be held, and they're going to work with veteran students out there and to study more effectively, personal skills, adapt from being a sergeant to being a student, get your financial house in order. All kinds of resources are brought to you by Campus Resources, motivation, pro tips on military-style no-nonsense format from a 20-year Navy vet who is an educational psychologist, and he's going to be working there. For those of you that might be interested, you can contact Mary Singer at the Veterans Center at Washtenaw Community College. Her number is 734-973-3616. Or you can email her at msinger1wccnet.edu as soon as you can. This looks like a great opportunity for you guys. I'm going to see if I can get myself out there. Maybe I can figure out what I want to do when I grow up. Other than doing a radio show. We got to go. It looks like thank you very much, Luke. Thank you very much for being on the program. Matt, thank you. Hope to have you guys back on at some time and talk a little bit more about tanks and about all these secret things that are going on over there with these secret weapons. So thank you very much, guys. Next week, Jim Falzone will be back. You're listening to Veterans Radio, and you are dismissed.